a Savior for all. Verse 10, and the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. Verse 31, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people. There's a phrase in both verses. What is it? All people. Those two words, all people. That little word, all. The awesome alls, we could call them. The awesome alls of Christmas. 11 times in the second chapter of Luke. That little word, all. I'm glad today that the Lord Jesus Christ, who was born in Bethlehem 2,020 years ago, is a Savior for all. He came for all people. I want us this morning to think about some of the people that he came for. Some of the people who can come to him, the Savior of all. Thank God today little children can come to him. Little children. You see, the Lord Jesus was once a little child. Turn with me for a moment to Matthew chapter 2. And then we'll be back to Luke chapter 2. But Matthew chapter 2 for a moment. And you'll notice verse 8, Matthew 2, verse 8, and he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search diligently for the young child. And verse 11, and when they were come into the house, they saw the young child. Moving on down the chapter, verse 13, you notice the end of the verse, verse 13, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. Next verse, when he arose, he took the young child. Many, many references in this chapter to the young child. Those three words, the young child. Boys and girls, you can come to Jesus today because he was once a child like you. And you wouldn't be afraid to come to a young child, would you? Of course you wouldn't. There's nothing as unintimidating and as innocent as a young child. And here's the young child, probably at this stage when the wise men arrive, probably about 2 years old. Perhaps slightly older, we don't know exactly, but in around 2 years old. So approachable. He's the Savior of little children. Little children can come to him and he'll not cast them out. He was once a young child himself. And the very fact that he was a child tells us today that he invites the children to come to him. He calls the children to him. Suffer the little children to come unto me and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. Is it any wonder, folks, that we lay a lot of emphasis in the church here on children, and we make no apology for it? They are the church of tomorrow, or as perhaps a better way to put it, the church of today. A vital part of the congregation, a vital part of every congregation. We make no apologies for spending money on the children of the church. For giving them selection boxes, loyalty awards, Sunday school gifts, whatever. Make absolutely no apology for it. Because young children, little children, have a very special place in the heart of the one who once was a young child and who was found in that house in Bethlehem when the wise men arrived. Yes, this Savior of all people. He invites children to come to him. Little children can come to him, for he was once a young child himself. Let me say, secondly, there's another group who can come to him, not only little children, but young women can come to him. Young women can come to this wonderful Savior, because we read of a young woman called Mary, who was God's instrument to bring the Christ child into the world, the Messiah. And God chose Mary. Some people say God chose her because she was so holy and so godly. I don't know what kind of Bible they're reading, but they don't read it in the King James, I can tell you that anyway. No, Mary was a sinner saved by grace. She was no better than us, no worse than us. She was just like us, a sinner saved by grace. She was blessed among women, not blessed above women, as the Roman Catholic Church would say. She's not a goddess. She's not to be worshipped. There's no place for Mariolatry in the Scriptures. She was a sinner saved by grace because she cried out in her Magnificat, "My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior." Savior. The most beautiful word of Christmas, the word Savior. Savior. Mary knew Christ as her Savior. This young woman, young women in the service today, do you know Christ as your Savior? You can come to him today because he chose a young woman to be the vessel to bear him into this world. You should come to him. Not only can you come, but you should come to him. Come to this wonderful Savior who waits with open arms to receive you. On Thursday night, those of you who were there, you remember we talked about how the Lord overshadowed Mary. Luke 1 verse 35, the promise was that the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. The Lord would cover Mary with his wings, protecting her from all the slander, from all the wagging tongues who would be talking about what Mary supposedly had been guilty of. This young woman's been sleeping around, folks. And you know how tongues wag whenever they see the faults in another person. And boy, if there had been phones back then that had been red hot, people talking on the phone and sending text messages and WhatsApp and Messenger and all the rest of it about this young slip of a lass from Nazareth, and her halo has fallen off. She's not as holy as she thinks she is. You know how it goes, folks, gossips. Well, the Lord said, Mary, yeah, they're going to gossip, they're going to talk about you. Mind you, Mary, they've got plenty of faults of their own. They're pointing the finger at you, Mary, but there's four pointing back at them. He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. But Mary, don't worry about all the gossip and the slander. Don't worry if you're finding the front page of the Nazareth newspapers. Don't worry if your name's all over social media, Mary, even though Facebook wasn't around then. But the Lord says, Mary, I'll overshadow you. I'll protect you, Mary. Does not remind us of Psalm 91. We've been thinking about it the whole year. We've been leaning on it the whole year. Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide. Where? Under the shadow of the Almighty. Under the shadow of the Almighty. Mary was dwelling under the shadow, abiding under the shadow of the Almighty. Young women today in the church, are you under the shadow of Christ? You see, we today in the West, in our climate, we don't appreciate how important shadows are in the Middle East, where the temperature rises to perhaps 35 or 40 degrees Celsius, and in the burning heat, May you appreciate a shadow, a shade from the noonday sun. Jesus wants to be your shadow. He wants to be your shade from the judgment, from the wrath that will come upon you because of your sins. He wants to be a shadow, a shade for you from the fears and the anxieties that are out there today that everyone seems to be gripped by. Young women, indeed everyone, I invite you today, this Christmas season, to come get under the shadow of Christ. Young women can come to this wonderful Savior because Mary was a young woman. Children can come to him, young women can come to him, young men can come to him. Because I read of a man called Joseph, we've read about him in Luke chapter 2. Joseph also went up out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, onto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David. Verse 4, Luke chapter 2, Joseph, a young man. We read of him again in Matthew chapter 1. The angel appears to him in a dream. And says that in that particular portion, you know what it calls Joseph? A just man. A just man. You know what that means? Doesn't mean that he kept all the rules, ticked all the boxes. Doesn't mean that he was super spiritual, super holy. It means that he was justified. Justified by faith alone, through grace alone and Christ alone. Joseph was justified. Young men in church today, young men listening to the CD, young men listening on sermon audio, come to Christ today because there was a young man called Joseph and he came to Christ by faith and he was justified. His faith was in that little child that was in the womb of his espoused wife, Mary. He was just. Joseph was a young man who came to Christ. You know what? The Lord made him and turned him into a kind young man. You see, we read in Matthew 1, the angel told Joseph, see that lady you're betrothed to, your spouse to, she's going to have a child. The Bible says Joseph was minded to put her away privily. That's interesting, isn't it? Oh, he could have put her away publicly. He could have humiliated her in public. He could have said, Mary, you've shattered our hopes. How could you, Mary? He could have marched her off to her father's door and had her stoned. You read Deuteronomy. That was the law. Taking an immorality, you'd be stoned. But we find that Joseph doesn't do that. No, he's a man that the grace of God has reached and he's justified and he's changed. Scrooge was changed, wasn't he? I've talked about him already. Maybe I'll talk about him again tonight or on Friday or on Wednesday. I don't know, but there's a message in it. And the central message is conversion. A man was changed. Scrooge was changed. Old Ebenezer Scrooge. And he was a Scrooge no longer. Boy, he was generous, wasn't he, at the finish of it all? And whenever you're saved, I can tell you, folks, you'll be generous. You'll not be a Scrooge. John Wesley said the last part of a man to be converted is his wallet. And boy, when the Lord converts you, he'll convert your wallet. He'll get a hold of your bank account. And the spirit of your Father will come to dwell within you. And you see, God the Father is the most generous being in the universe. Because we read in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. Oh, the generosity of our God to send his only begotten Son. And that phrase, only begotten, it actually means unique. Unique. It's a French word. His unique son.
sent him for all people. Sent him for little children, for young women, for young men. How's the time going? Well, I've a few minutes left. This Savior who came to save all people, he invites old women to come to him. Old women can come to Christ today because Anna was an old woman who looked for the coming of the Lord. What a woman she was. She didn't want to leave the house of God. Boy, I tell you, 2020 would have been a bad year for Anna. Now, she loved the place where God's people meet, where they assemble together. And she was there day and night. There was no such thing as too many meetings or too many services as far as Anna was concerned. Old men can come to him. Old men. We read of an old man in Luke chapter 2, Simeon, verse 25. He's quite a man. And behold, now when you see that word behold, prick up your ears. Here's a man that you need to pay attention to, and you need to take a good hard look at him. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Ghost was upon him, and it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. Old men can come to Jesus. Old men should come to Jesus this Christmas time, because there was an old man called Simeon who came to Jesus. He embraced him. Tell me this, you elderly gentlemen, have you ever embraced Christ? You elderly gentlemen, and time is not on your side. Have you received him? Have you received him as your Savior? Have you placed your faith in him? And before Simeon died, he had an encounter with Christ. You know, my prayer for elderly men in our service this morning, elderly men in our community this Christmas time, my prayer is that they'll have an encounter with Christ. Indeed, I wish it for everyone, whatever age, regardless of age, that we might all have an encounter with the risen Christ this Christmas. Children can come to him. Young women can come to him. Young men, old women, old men, hardworking people can come to him. You see, I read of shepherds in verse 8. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. Hardworking people in the fields around Bethlehem. And they came to Christ. Verse 16, and they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. They went to him, they came to him. Hardworking people can still come to Christ today. You see, the shepherds represent all those who work with their hands for a living. And the Christ, the Messiah, welcomes such to himself today. It's been a hard year for hardworking people, hasn't it? A lot of hardworking people lost businesses, lost jobs. Driven to the point of suicide. Wonder, am I speaking to someone like that, someone in that situation this Christmas time? A lot of suicides, folks. Very sad. Our hearts go out to families affected. Heard of a young man who went to the bridge, Craigavon Bridge, got up to throw himself off it. Now, this is just the past few weeks. But he was saved. Now, these are the people that Christ invites to himself. They can come to the Saviour. Those who are at the end of their tether, at their wit's end corner. Mind you, I tell you, there's a lot of people, Christmas 2020, that's where they're at, wit's end corner. But the Christ of God came into the world to save them. Aye, he's the Saviour of all people. Let me finish. You've listened well, and some of you mummies and daddies, you're struggling with the wee ones, so let me finish. Highly educated people can come to him. There's room at the manger. Indeed, there's room at the cross for highly educated people. You see, the wise men came to the Saviour, didn't they? These kingmakers from Persia, that's what they were. These were very influential, highly influential people. And they came to Christ, they came and bowed before him and fell before him, bringing their gifts. Highly educated can come to him. There's a lot of highly educated people around today, and as old W.P. Nicholson would call them, educated idiots. Educated idiots. But I tell you, when you have highly educated people who come to Christ, no, they're wise. That's what real wisdom is. When you make your way to Christ and get to him no matter what. And mind you, the wise men, they had a difficult journey. And the devil tried to throw them off the track and to distract them and to stop them getting to Christ. But they got to him. And they were wise. And wise men still come to him today. Wise men still follow him.